With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Federal health officials warning consumers not to eat certain heat and eat beef meatball pasta meals because of the possibility of catching a disease.
They're sold at Walmart stores nationwide. Market-side linguine with beef meatballs and marinara sauce may be contaminated with listeria previously linked to a deadly outbreak. The meals were sold in 12-ounce clear plastic trays and have best-by dates of September 22nd through October 1st. Fresh Realm, the food producer that distributed the products, says tests show that pasta and the meatball meals may be contaminated with the same bacteria tied to a recall of chicken fettuccine Alfredo this summer. That outbreak killed 3 people and sickened at least 17. Keith Peters, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Republican strategist Erin McGuire says there's a reason Attorney General Pam Bondi is taking time to make sure she succeeds if she brings charges against government officials accused of engaging in lawfare against President Trump.
This is a Department of Justice that wants to make sure when they bring charges that they are able to convict those who have committed crimes against the United States. So this is kind of that perilous point where Republicans and conservatives certainly have demanded a fidelity to outcome. We need to demand fidelity to the process.
The administration loses a round in court this past week involving FEMA disaster aid.
20 Democratic state attorneys general filed a federal lawsuit claiming the Trump administration's threatening to withhold billions of dollars in disaster relief funds unless their states agree to certain immigration enforcement actions. Now a federal judge has ruled such a requirement is unconstitutional. The Trump administration maintains cities and states who break the law should not receive federal funding and vows no lawsuit will stop it from...
And this is SRN News. China launches a crackdown on clergy. More on that from correspondent Michael Harrington.
This one is taking place online. The communist government is restricting what content pastors are allowed to put up on the web, requiring that all of it be vetted first by party officials. According to the human rights group Bitter Winter, quote, in the age of digital ministry, where sermons stream and prayers ping, the regulation feels like a deliberate attempt to unplug the sacred from the social. Pastors have also been banned from evangelizing amongst youth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida is setting the tone for a number of conservative states when it comes to social issues. In 2022, Florida became the first state to prohibit classroom instruction on sexuality or so-called gender identity topics from kindergarten through the third grade. By 2024, a growing list of at least 20 states, including Alabama and Indiana, had followed Florida's lead. This is SRN News. It may soon be safe to go back in the water. Here's correspondent Ron Taylor.
Australian scientists have tested bite-resistant wetsuits by letting sharks bite them at sea. The study shows these suits can help keep swimmers safe. While fatal shark bites are rare, increased shark sightings have people looking for protection. Researchers at Flinders University tested 4 materials and found they all reduced damage from shark bites. Experts say these suits are promising for those in shark-prone areas, but caution is still needed. Ron Taylor reporting.
The nation of Denmark reports suspicious drones over 4 different airports within its airspace this week. It happened earlier this week on Thursday. It is just the latest case of what is suspected of being Russian drones that are being used to probe the friendly skies of several nearby European countries. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.